It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll look at today's rulings by the state Supreme Court on some of the biggest issues facing Wisconsin over the last few years.
First, tomorrow is Get Up and Go Day around Wisconsin. The PBS Kids event takes place from 10 a.m. to noon in cities around the state and will air live on Wisconsin Public Television.
The event aims to promote active lifestyles for kids and their families, and our next guest is in the state to join the effort. Jennifer Pena plays Miss Rosa for PBS Kids. She'll make an appearance at the Madison part of the festivities tomorrow. She joins us now here in the studio. Jennifer, thanks for joining us.
Hello. Hola. Thanks for having me.
So what do you got going on? What are you doing at the event tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow, myself and my counterpart, Mr. Steve, are actually going to be performing at the Get Up and Go event. And in addition to that, I'm actually going to also be hosting.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, we've heard a lot about the importance of reading to kids at an early age. There was even this recent directive from the American Academy of Pediatrics about reading to babies now. When did you first get interested in promoting reading for kids?
I know that I've always been interested in reading in one caliber or another. I can remember, volunteering as a peer mentor for younger kids in high school. In college, I was involved in, again, establishing peer mentoring classes with college students and third graders that were having difficulties reading. So I've always, in one way or another, been a part of it. I just never realized that it would put me to this point in my life. So it's kind of interesting how the paths take you.
This Get Up and Go event is about getting kids active. How important is it to mix up the learning stuff, the reading and things like that, with the fun stuff and the getting the wiggles out kind of things?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we all know that the young kids are all about wiggles, and having and keeping them in one place is so difficult to do. So why not just put the two together and not have them focus on the learning and, in fact, have them forget that they're learning because they're having so much fun? So that's sort of our mission.
Well, what kind of things do that? Are there universal hits that get kids moving and learning and thinking all at once?
Universal hits. It's something as simple as a dance freeze game, for example. I have one that I do with the kids, and we use different words. Some of them are standard words like jump or happy, but then other ones are ALL words, ball, mall, fall. And so I'll pull them out of a bag. And if it's an ALL word, you freeze. If it's not, then you dance. And the kids, what kid doesn't like dancing? And that's something that you can do at home. Throw on the radio and just say, all right, when mommy says a color, then you stop. But when I say any other word, then you dance. And so the kids are having fun and not even realizing
it. It does sound fun. We should almost try it here in the studio.
Yeah. Live things up.
Only if I'm here to watch.
No pictures.
I think as a parent, and maybe a lot of parents feel this way, when we think of educational activities for kids, it feels just the word educational makes it sound like it also has to be serious. And we forget that those little games actually can be huge for child development.
Absolutely. Yeah, learning, there is work associated with learning, but it doesn't have to be work. So it's all about the amount of time that you put in and really getting the kids excited about doing something new. I think that's also part of learning, is just learning something new. So just the idea of exploring and trying new things gets them excited, for lack of a better word, and hopefully hopping around.
So you've been having a big part in the lives of lots of kids around the country. What is that like, knowing that you're a part of so many children's childhoods, including my own children?
Oh, I gotta tell you, it's a little nerve-wracking. yeah, I now have two young kids of my own, and so kind of sitting back and watching them watch some of the programs on PBS Kids and thinking, my gosh, is this what other parents are thinking when they're watching me? So it's a bit nerve-wracking, but it's such a beautiful, amazing responsibility that I love. And it's something that it's not really a burden. It's not something that weighs heavy, because it's just who I am. I love having fun and I love reaching out, and I'm really just a kid at heart. And so that gives me an excuse to get down on the ground and play with the kids without anybody looking at me weird, kind of thing, because, oh, well, she's Miss Rosa. And so suddenly it's okay.
Now, when you're out and about in public, do you get a lot of double takes from, 3 and 4 year olds? And do they want to run up and play?
I'll get the double takes, but then it's usually the parents are pulling the kid. All right, come on, right? I had this one little girl. I was in one city visiting a station, and I was getting my hair done for a show for the performance. And this little girl walks by with her mom, and she's like, "Mom, that's Miss Rosa from PBS Kids." And you could hear the mom. She's like, "Honey, stop making up things. Like, that's not her." So then she's like, "No, Mom," and the kid was determined enough to prove mom wrong that she ran away from her mom and came in and just stared at me. And I said, hi. And then the mom comes in and she's like, oh my God, honey, I'm so sorry. You were right. And I just, and so I gave the little girl a wink. And so she kind of, you know, that made her feel good. But most of the time I get, it's the opposite. The kids don't realize that it's me or don't believe that it's me. And so they kind of look at me with a puzzled look and say, well, how did they make you real? How did they? Right. Like, how did you jump out of the box?
She's a TV person. She can't be
exactly.
real.
Exactly. How did they let you out of the box?
It'd be like running into Word Girl in public or
exactly.
something.
Exactly. Well, I got a day pass. I hopped on a bus. And
well, you also have a background as a high school teacher, so you're not just working with the little kids. You have background with big kids too. Is there a particular age that you feel particular affinity for, or do you just love being there with kids of all ages?
I just enjoy. Anybody of any age, really. I, you know, like I said, I am a kid at heart, so it gives me an excuse to kind of be silly and funny. But I love the challenging questions and forcing the older kids to think outside the box and kind of see things in a new perspective in a way that a younger kid may just not have the emotional development level to focus on or realize. You know, so that's just as fun.
Now, you're watching yourself in some cases on TV as a parent. What kind of things do you hope that parents get out of watching you as Miss Rosa and watching the PBS Kids shows that go along with that?
Well, first, let's just say that I'm definitely not at home watching myself all day. That's the first thing. Really, the one on top of, you know, just one thing that I would say to parents is how important, stress the importance of co-viewership and co-watching. It's great that, you know, PBS is looked at as a trusted source for kids programming where a parent could, if they needed to, put the kid in front of the television while they can get, you know, the dishes done or get dressed really quick before the start of the day. But really, kids benefit the most out of sitting with their parents and having that interaction. There's nothing better than your kid pointing at something and making the connection to something that they saw earlier today, and you know what they're talking about because you were right there watching it with them. For example, you know, there was a Curious George episode about a caterpillar, and it goes through the process of a caterpillar becoming a butterfly and the chrysalis and all of this. And so my son and I were watching it, and the next day we were outside for whatever reason in the yard, and I saw a caterpillar. And I said, honey, come here, look. And so he comes running over, and I said, look, it's a caterpillar. And he's like, oh, like, Curious George. And that was just like full circle. That's exactly what we are aiming to happen in every household as much as possible if it can, especially, you know, with varying levels of education. And that's something that crosses those boundaries. It doesn't matter what your economic level is, what your education level is. That's something so basic that can give you that connection with your child or the kid that you're watching at home, you know, taking care of at home, that, you know, really just makes it all full circle.
And what message do you have for kids who are listening right now and coming to the event tomorrow?
Oh, I'll be ready to have fun. That's all I got to say. It's going to be a blast. Everything going on. There's so many different people coming out with activities that they can do and make and takes for the young kids. And just so many fun. Parents, bring that camera with an empty memory card because this is going to be photo op opportunity of the year. And Mr. Steve with his music sets, that it's going to be impossible to not get up and go. Seriously.
That sounds fantastic. Jennifer, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
We've been speaking with Jennifer Pena, who plays Miss Rosa on PBS Kids. She's part of the Get Up and Go event tomorrow in Wisconsin. For information about events around the state and the live broadcast, go to Wisconsin Public Television's website. It's WPT.org.